Hi, Dancer. Jess here.
Welcome to the new and improved podcast from The Whole Dancer. I am so thrilled that you're here, and I hope to give you some insight and inspiration when it comes to finding a more balanced approach to food, your body, dance, and life. Really covering all those bases of what can help you feel whole as you pursue dance. Now, I would love for you to subscribe to the podcast so that you get an alert every single time there's a new episode, and leave a review so that your friends will be more likely to find The Whole Dancer too. Thanks for being here.
Let's get started. Hi, dancers. Jess here. Welcome back to The Whole Dancer podcast. Today, we're going to talk about perhaps a controversial topic. It is something that I talk about, but perhaps have not addressed quite so blatantly in the past. And today's topic is dancers and weight loss goals. Can dancers set weight loss goals? Is it ever a healthy aim to view your body and say, I want to be a lower weight? And part of why this came up for me was because I have had some, you know, client consultations with dancers who pretty much specifically reached out because they want to lose weight. And so I want to make sure to address this and also to say, you know, each of you is an individual case and person. And if you were ever thinking of reaching out to me for the purpose of looking for help to lose weight, even though that's not specifically what I do want you to reach out. Because as you'll see in this episode, there's often something going on underneath that desire. Getting to the root of it is really, really important. So let's dive in. Here's why I haven't talked about this so blatantly. It's a loaded topic. Like I said, there's a lot of components. There's a lot that goes into it. I believe there's a lot of nuance in addressing this, especially with dancers. And, you know, there's also some pretty polarizing views. Some people are going to stand pretty extremely on one end of the spectrum when it comes to this, and some people will be pretty extremely on the other end. I would say I'm probably, honestly, somewhere in the middle when it comes to dancers and weight loss goals. What I will say is, as you listen to this podcast, don't turn it off early, because I want you to make sure to hear all of my points, so that you're not making assumptions about my views. I don't want you to assume that I look at it in a very black and white way. I think there are a lot of gray areas. And part of this conversation and part of there being a lot of nuance to it, I believe, stems from the fact that there are real pressures that still exist in the dance industry. And while very often I would just like all the dancers whom I work with and just all the dancers in general to end up at companies where there's no body pressure, there's no fat talks, there is no body shame, and schools too, right? This exists in training environments as well. Teachers and artistic staff are still putting real pressure, real blatant pressure at times, on dancers to lose weight, to be a certain shape. You know, I had a client who went through puberty and was training at a top training environment here in the US. And the school said to her, we are going to take away your scholarship because your body has changed. And that's tragic. You know, that needs to change, right? And the problem really was not with her. It was not with her dancing. It was with them and their perceptions of what her body should be. And, you know, sort of their fear or misunderstanding about the realities of body change and puberty and teens. And like, those are all things that we need to grapple with as well, which is, again, is why like this is a multifaceted topic. If you're under 18, I'm going to say this, weight loss is a hard no. Your body is changing. You're growing. I mean, if you've not yet gone through puberty, especially, your hormones are, you know, finding new balance. A lot of things are changing as you mature and develop. And to set weight loss goals or to take measures in an attempt to lose weight is only going to harm you. It is only going to set you up for a negative food relationship, likely long term. It is going to possibly set you up to get into eating disorder practices or a full-blown eating disorder that will require extensive treatment that can last for months or years. And it's just not going to help you do your best dancing. It's not going to help you be more present in your training. On the contrary, what it will do is it will make you obsessed with food. It will make you fixating on your body. It will, you know, possibly make you set goals around your body that just destroy you physically. That's a big statement, but it's the truth. I mean, and my own experience was that I started dieting at 14, 15, and I was on a diet of some form or some sort of restrictive eating plan until I was in my late 20s. And it was miserable. And that's what happens if you start setting weight loss goals when you're a teenager, when your body is still changing, when you need the energy to do your best dancing, when you have to make sure you are fueling adequately. This is a time in your teens when you can learn what works for you from a food perspective. And that's not by being restrictive or cutting out foods, but rather adding in new food variety, mixing up your meals, looking for and trying to pay attention to what your body is telling you in terms of how it can perform with, you know, this specific meal or that specific meal, and letting it be flexible. You're also learning what feels good for your body. You know, what things does your body easily digest? You want to also make sure you're eating consistently through these years, because if you ever struggle with bloating or inconsistent digestion, eating inconsistently or going many hours between eating is only going to make your digestion more sluggish, and it is only going to make finding foods that work more challenging. You're also at a period of time when you might be learning about cross-training practices that work best for you. So let those teen years be about learning all of these things and how they can serve you, how to care for your body, right? A lot of my teenage clients don't sleep enough, and I talk about this a lot because I am obsessed with the importance of sleep, but it's very possible that you're not sleeping enough. And you have to give yourself, again, the opportunity to see how you can dance, how you can cope with stress if you actually get enough rest. And what can you focus on instead? If you're a young dancer, a teenage dancer, and you've been thinking, I should lose weight, my body should be smaller, this is a goal, this is something I should work on, I should do something restrictive, like any of those unhelpful thoughts, here's what I want you to focus on instead. Doing things to build strength. You know, if you have identified that your core is not strong, it feels weak, well, you know, being restrictive in order to have abs that look impressive does not mean you are going to actually build strong abs and a strong core. So maybe you focus on that. How can I actually increase my core strength or my leg strength or, you know, my back, whatever it is? Am I fueling adequately? And like I said, that means eating consistently throughout the day. And what can happen is you are dancing for hours, so you don't eat a meal, or you don't even eat a snack because you don't have a break. The other day, you know, I do some teaching now, which has shifted my perspective on so many things. But the other day, I have some teenage, you know, early teenage students who have 4 hours and 15 minutes of training on the day that I have them, and I am their last class. And there's also no breaks in that 4 hour, 15 minute block, which, you know, I will have to talk to the studio owner about it once I have established a stronger relationship with her, but I'm new there, so I try not to meddle right away. At least not right away. But so they have this 4 hour, 15 minute block of time where they're dancing, and I'm the last class. And I think it was actually after bar, one of them said, can we have a snack really quick? And I was like, yes, please. If you are hungry, if you need a snack, if you've not eaten now for 4, 5, 6 hours. Please, please have a snack. And she said to me, are you letting us have a snack? Because you need a snack too. And I was like, I mean, I said, sometimes, yeah, sometimes I do need a snack. And I only teach for 3 hours and 15 minutes. But sometimes I eat at some point because I think it should be accepted. And I think that your students should see you doing that. And I think if you are a student or a professional, you have to take those times, even if it's a 5 minute break, and eat a few bites of something. Fuel adequately. And that takes a lot of planning and a lot of thought and intention. And finally, eat foods you enjoy. Aim for variety so that you'll be covering your nutrient bases. And simply put, what this will do is it will allow your body to run much more efficiently. It will allow your metabolism to run as efficiently as it possibly can. And it will allow you to just be focused on doing and eating and enjoying the things that also make you feel good, and therefore will help you feel your best in your body. Moving on to if you are over 18, an adult, a professional. Look, first I'll say this. We should have bodily autonomy. I'm not going to make this political, but you should be in charge of your body. And this is true for how you would like it to look as well. How you want your body to look should be up to you. We should consider, you know, times when we're basing our body desires off of people outside of ourselves. So again, maybe you're feeling great in your body. You feel good, you feel strong. And then the artistic director says, hey, I would really love to see you slim down in these areas, or I would love to see your body change in these ways, or I don't think you're toned enough, right? Whatever it is, if that's where the motivation is coming from, but prior to that comment, you felt good, I think you have to ignore it. And I think you have to find ways to just care for yourself better, to just prioritize your well-being, to prioritize your balance, to prioritize approaching your career with a perspective that it's not all that you are and all that you have. Ah, big things. But artistic director feedback is one thing, right? But there's also, you know, possibly the idea or the time where you've had some time off. You had a layoff. You were off for the summer. You were not dancing as much. You were not as active, whatever. And your body changed. Maybe you're just feeling like, okay, my muscles are not as toned as I want them to be. I don't feel as strong as I would like to be. I know I need to do something to, hey, maybe it's blatantly or clearly, I would like to lose weight, because I know I've gained weight and I don't feel as good as I did before. What I will say is it is okay to have those thoughts or feelings or desires. It is. Don't stop listening now. I'm gonna say that too, because I'm going to qualify those statements as well, okay? But you can think to yourself, this is not the weight I want to be at. And that's also okay. And maybe the desire to change your body again is coming not from a weight perspective, but saying, I want to maximize my fitness. Again, I want to increase strength or muscle tone. Whatever the goal or motivation, your outcome, the outcome that you're working towards, should never be, I don't care, you know, like how old or grown up, or how long you've been in the career. It should never be an arbitrary number on the scale. Making scale-based body goals pretty much will drive any of us a little crazy, or can very easily push almost any of us into unhealthy territory, into potentially borderline disordered territory, or full-blown disordered territory. So never make your goals with your body about the scale. Even if, like I said, your goal is, I think I want to lose weight because I was a lower weight before and I thought that looked better, or I thought that felt better. You are allowed to desire to look differently. However, instead of changing your weight, instead of making that the barometer for success, I want you to make it about how you want to feel in your body. And the reality is, when we make it about how we want to feel, the physical aesthetic changes that we desire can come without effort, especially without obsession or restriction or anything that is only going to damage your food relationship, damage your body image, damage your self-perception. It has to be about how you want to feel. And like I said, the residual effect can very often be that your body also physically changes. The physical change can't be the primary goal. I've said this in like 10 different ways now. But what happens is when it's the number is that it disconnects us. If it's about a number, you're fully disconnected from what's actually feeling right or good in your body or for your body or with your taste buds or desires or finding balance. If it's about the number, it is just about the number. And then we, like I said, if we're not hitting the number quickly enough, if we're not working towards that goal at a clip that we deem fast enough or that the internet tells us is what we should expect or aim for, well, then it becomes very easily an obsession and an unhealthy one and something, again, you're fixating on and you're putting your worth and value on. So you have to make it about how I want to feel in my body. And then residual effect can be your body changes to the desired direction. If you wanted to lose weight, that was your goal. If you take care of yourself in the ways that are aligned with feeling good, then sometimes the body weight will change. However, for some of you, you may realize that my body weight actually hasn't changed, but I do feel better. But I do feel stronger, but I do see the muscle tone again. And maybe that is just telling you that, you know, where you were before was fine, but perhaps where you are now is even better. Perhaps now your body is at a place where it can run even more efficiently and it's at a slightly higher or a different weight or in a different shape. Think about your body feeling goals. I want to feel stronger. I want more energy. If you have the desire to make a smaller body, get clear on your motivation. Because if it's about the external, very often it's about the external. A lot of times, if dancers want to lose weight, it's because they believe losing weight means I will, you know, for the young ones, I'll get into more summer intensives. I will get into better training environments or better pre-pro programs or better trainee opportunities. For professionals, same deal. You might say to yourself, losing weight means I will get better roles. I will get the promotion. I will get the paid contract. We cannot make these things go together because that is not going to set you up for success from a mental or physical perspective. It's going to make you obsess even more. It's going to make you put your worth and value on the size of your body instead of the quality of your dancing, your technique, your artistry, everything that you have to offer as a human. I want you to put your focus on those things. What do I have to offer as a human, as an artist? And what are the things I want to work on as a technician? What are the things I want to develop as an artist? How can I better care for myself outside of the dance studio so that I can show up more fully when I'm there? What are the shifts? Yes, we can make shifts to my food choices, to my lifestyle, to my sleep schedule, to those stress coping mechanisms. What are the shifts I can make in these areas that will allow me to feel better in my body, to dance better, to perform better, to feel more confident? If your body change desires come from low or poor body image, well, that's a huge area of opportunity. I have so many strategies for boosting body image. I wrote a couple of articles now for Point Magazine Online that you should check out, but I have tons of resources on the Whole Dancer blog as well for body image boosting strategies. I have a free challenge that has this guided body image boosting sort of meditation, right? But if your struggle is that you look in the mirror and what you see you don't like, start with your self-image first. Don't change anything else unless you're already eating in a restrictive pattern, or, you know, you're in under-eating and overeating cycles, right? Yes, those are things to focus on as well. But look at yourself and your self-image. Focusing on that first can help all other areas find greater calm and balance as well. My final statement is just going to be this. You cannot maintain a balanced, healthy, or supportive approach if lowering the number on the scale is your primary or only goal. You just can't. And I stand by that as arguably a fact. In very rare cases, can someone have those goals and keep it calm mentally? If you've listened to this episode and you're like, okay, Jess, I have these goals and I don't want to go down an unhealthy path, or I have these goals and I have to, you know, work through what is my motivation behind them, or I have these goals and I think I just need some support to actually approach them from a balanced perspective, then you need to reach out. I want you to schedule your coaching consultation. Let's get the ball rolling so that you can feel empowered in what you're doing and it won't be fixated on a number on the scale. Because I want it to be about how you feel, how you want to feel, and the power in that, you know, the power in caring for yourself, and the power that that has to actually shift your physical body, right? Because like I said, it does not have to be always viewed as a negative to want to change your physical body. And I'll talk about myself for a moment too, right? Like, now that I've not been dancing professionally or pursuing it at a professional level, I have had plenty of times where my exercise, you know, patterns have been sort of all over the place. And I feel less strong. And like sometimes my core is lacking that strength to the degree that I have some back pain. And that doesn't feel good to me. And I like to feel strong and I like to have muscle tone, right? Do I beat myself up when I don't have muscle tone? Do I tell myself I look terrible or I'm fat or ugly or anything like that? Absolutely not. That's what I used to do to myself a ton, right? Like, that was my internal dialogue for over a decade. But at this point, I just say, okay, I would like to have more muscle tone. What are we going to do to achieve that end? And for me, right, like the food is all balanced. It's never going haywire anymore. However, my exercise, like I said, it's just not always consistent. So I have to say to myself, all right, what is the consistent practice we can get into here? What's reasonable considering that you have a small child? You know, how can we achieve this goal of feeling actually physically stronger, having more energy, and also increasing appearance of muscle tone? Because I like to look toned. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And so then I take those steps to achieve that end. And like I said, if you're having these thoughts, like, okay, I'm having these desires to change my physical appearance, but you don't want it to go down an unhealthy or damaging path, reach out. Let's chat. Let's talk about coaching. I would love to support you through this so that it's something that, you know, enhances your journey instead of it being something that can truly, you know, derail your dance journey or derail your, or like take you off the path that will help you get to your personal dance goals. All right, friends, that's it. Dancer weight loss goals. Let me know your thoughts. Send me a DM on Instagram if you listen to this one, and let's talk about it. All right, that's it.